When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tamed off the side of Lucas Nielsen. There's Dane Smith with a shot. He scores! Oh, he had a ticket to L.A., took a Greyhound, and went home on a Great Dane.
John Gertler on the play-by-play there as Buffalo, the Bandits, back to business there, winning against the Las Vegas Desert Dogs, 15-13 last weekend. And on the Western Hotline with us will be John Gertler, the play-by-play of the Bandits, as it's time now for the Bandits Update, brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. Three great locations in Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game. John, it's Derek and Zach. First of all, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Happy New Year. Roll them out for a new game.
Roll them out for a new game and a new year as well, as we're happy to do this now. We've been talking with a couple of the others, Dave Buchanan, Steve Brumell. Now we finally get our guy, the play-by-play man, and John. And it was a big win against Las Vegas over the weekend and Tucker Outland phone tonight.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Very emotional, as it mentioned through the broadcast, the 12th annual Tucker Out Lymphoma Night to raise funds and awareness for the Burkitt's lymphoma, and very successful. You know, the teams wear uniforms that were designed by Tucker and Dyson, his brother, who plays for Oshawa. And it turned out to be a great game. Love to see that Chris Kluche and Chase Fraser back with Las Vegas doing their thing. And, you know, a big embrace by both team members just to say welcome home. But we wish you well in your career with Vegas.
And, well, while they did do that, the hugs, everything like that, they also send Vegas off with the loss. And it is some of the usual suspects, you know, Josh Byrne with 9 points, Dane Smith with 8, Ian McKay with a natural hat trick in the second quarter to end the first half. And he had 7 points here. But in your fast break on Bandits.com, you mentioned that the depth does shine in that game as well.
Yes, it did. I mean, Ian McKay, along with Kyle Buchanan, they combined together, you know, scoring the goals that they did, very pretty on the other end for Buchanan, and then Dehoka Nanakuk opening up the scoring. That gives you the idea that the secondary scoring is starting to come into a very important sequence for the Bandits. Yes, they certainly covered Dane Smith and Josh Byrne, but when you've got three other guys trailing in, and then maybe Ryan Benesch this weekend, you know, these guys are the ones that are going to step it up and it contribute to that secondary scoring. And we saw that Saturday night in Buffalo against Vegas. And, you know, when you start tic-tac-toeing the ball and you got Kyle Buchanan on the end of it, I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
John, we're four games in now. What have you seen kind of in this first bit of the season for the Bandits when we look at this team now that is trying to go for another champion, trying to go for four in a row?
They are so focused right now. Four in a row is not even a part of the vernacular with them. It's just you know, selfless type of play together, humbled to the bone, understanding what everybody's role is. And guys, you know, when the Bandits get together and understand each role and really kind of put it together, whether it's on defense, transition, or in the offensive side of the fence, this is where it's going to start to pay dividends. And it's slowly coming about with the Bandits. I even in training camp, when I saw the guys, you know, they were still dabbling here. Who's going to do what? You know, who's going to do what on offense? Defense is pretty solid, but certainly Saturday night's game in Buffalo was a statement game for the team to say, you know, we can do this. Yeah, the other team came on strong in the second half, like other teams have done so far this season, but the Bandits have held strong. So we're seeing it in an area where you're getting a collaboration of all the effort by the team members, and they know going in to Rochester on Saturday night that they're going to meet a red-hot team in the Nighthawks. Very talented in scoring. I mean, similar in facto to Buffalo, and they've got a solid defense as well. And, you know, the goaltending area is very impressive for the Nighthawks. with Ryland Hartley back into shape. So it's going to be a tough game, and I think they're going to step it up from a standpoint of saying, okay, we've got this confidence. We've played consecutive games together, which is great. We're going to play another consecutive game on Saturday night in Rochester. So you're going to see the elevation of play for the Bandits, and this should continue, barring any other injuries, which the Bandits have two major injuries right now in Mitch Desnoux and Zach Belter. So that's where the depth has got to step it up now, and guys have to collaborate together, as I had mentioned before.
I was just going to ask about the health of Desnoux and Belter and seeing if they're going to be available for this game against Rochester, John. Is there anything?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the latest with the health of them, and if not, who will be the players to look out for?
No, Mitch Desnoux will not be available, and Zach Belter will not be available. So certainly the Bandits will look at probably pressing seven forwards, maybe eight, who knows. But then they have to dip down and probably put Ron John back in along with maybe Taylor Dooley. Now, Coltrane Tyson, who is one of the high draft choices from the last draft, has been practicing on a regular basis with the Bandits, as has Matt Spanger, who, you know, went out last season with a season-ending injury. They, too, practiced last night up in Brampton. Were very involved in all of the sequences of runs specifically on defense. But they're going to need more time. So I don't think they won't be available for the services on Saturday night in Rochester, speaking for Coltrane Tyson and Matt Spanger. But Zach Belter is also going to be out, and as I had mentioned before, Mitch Desnoux. So Bandits will have to step up and go with their depth. Probably Taylor Dooley, one of the draft choices a couple of seasons ago, will probably go into the lineup. And also pending on Ryan Benesch. He did not play Saturday night, body injury or resting, and we'll see if he's available for Saturday night. But certainly a good display on Saturday of past in Buffalo against the Dogs with the combination of Buffalo's offense and defense. I thought the defense played incredibly well. And then, of course, 42-year-old Matt Vince between the pipes, just being right there, making the right save at the right time.
The right saves at the right time, and a player that has now continued putting another notch into a storied career here. But, John, when it comes to Bandits Nighthawks over the weekend here, we've got a whole lot of Buffalo sports this weekend. What's the information like face-off time for the Buffalo Bandits and the Rochester Nighthawks this weekend?
Always a good game down the throughway to the Nighthawks. A battle of Thunder Alley is what they call it, and certainly the rivalry continues. Buffalo Bandit land travels very well. They're going to have probably 3,000 Bandit fans have already purchased tickets for the game on Saturday night in Rochester. So that adds a little bit more of infusion. And they always try to get seats behind the Buffalo bench. So that's a little bit more of a kind of a push for the players. But as I had mentioned before, they're going to meet a red hot team. Now, Rochester is going to play the night before. They will be in Philadelphia on Friday night. So they'll be traveling, and as they say in this business, Buffalo will be waiting for them, and they won't get into Rochester probably dark early on Saturday morning, and then, you know, a back-to-back game. I always think that when the teams play back-to-back, the team that played the night before always plays better. So the Nighthawks are going to have their whole team rolling for sure, and Connor Fields and the rest of the guys, Ryan Smith. I mean, they've got a great offensive group and a stalwart in defense, and you know, Gilray there on defense, and then Hartley on goaltending. So it's going to be a great game, and you know, Bandit land, as I had mentioned, always travels well to Rochester.
John, the last thing before we wrap up here, it's four games in the season, but once again, ho-hum, here are Dane Smith and Josh Byrne in the top five of scoring once again in the NLL.
Incredible. I don't know what else to title over to Dane Smith. I mean, obviously with his 200 points that he collected, I think, in Calgary. And I looked at those average stats, averaging 6.2 points per game in those 200 games that he has played. 5 goals, 12 assists in his last 2 games. I mean, he just continues on. He's such a great player. The elevation of his game and just the sense of his game. And it's almost Gretzky-esque when he's got he's on the field with Byrne. And, you know, it's just one of those things where they know their positioning. And sure, there are set plays with the Bandits, as Tavares will install. But they also let him just roam around and freestyle as much as they can. But the guys know the areas of where they'll be, which is pretty amazing in box lacrosse, just based on the fact that, you're so condensed in 200 by 85 feet. But, you know, Smith leads the way. Byrne leads the way. Guys are going to cover them. They're going to try to double them. But there again, when you brought up the point of secondary scoring, this is where guys like Kyle Buchanan and Ian McKay and also Ryan Benesch, they're going to step it up along with DeHoka and Anacoke. These are the guys that, while the other team like Rochester is covering both Smith and Byrne, these guys are going to get free. And I think we saw that on Saturday night in the stages of the game where Kyle Buchanan was on the end of some beautiful passes set up. And Ian McKay, just a solid shot that he has. And then DeHoka and Anacoke with that bull style of play where he likes to get his face right in the middle of things and he'll let a shot go just like he did in scoring the game's first goal last Saturday night.
John, hopefully it's another classic and we'll be able to hear you over on our sister station, the Bet 1520, this weekend. Have yourself a great call and a great game.
You got it. Pre-game show at 6:30, face-off at 7 down in Roch. Thanks, guys.
That's John Gertler, Bandits play-by-play right there on the Westar Hotline on the Bandits Update. It's brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. 3 great locations in Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game. We'll take a timeout, wrap things up here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer and Zach Jones here with you. And it's a nice warmer day here in Buffalo.